This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas freed more hostages Wednesday in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel as mediators raced to broker another extension to a Gaza truce hours before it was due to expire. The cessation of hostilities is scheduled to end early Thursday after a six-day halt in a conflict sparked by deadly Hamas attacks that prompted a devastating Israeli military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to make his third wartime visit to the Middle East. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned Wednesday of a dangerous spike in attacks on Jews since the October 7th massacre by Hamas in Israel, urging Americans not to allow defense of Palestinian rights to creep into anti-Semitism.
Vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
U.S. prosecutors announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen originally from India.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Top diplomats from more than 50 countries were in North Macedonia for a meeting of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, but others are boycotting the event due to the expected presence of Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The foreign ministers of Ukraine, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania have said they would not attend the OSCE talks due to Lavrov's participation during Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a brief stop in North Macedonia's capital on Wednesday for the meeting. Since the start of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine, drone production in the country has surged. Ukrainian businesses have shifted from manufacturing products for peacetime to producing equipment for wartime. From Kyiv, Miroslava Gengadze explains.
Before the war, Dmytro Kovalchuk's company produced furniture. Registered in Ukraine, the UK, and the United States, it specialized hotels worldwide. After Russia invaded in February 2022, Kovalchuk established a new company, Warbirds. With more than 100 employees, Warbirds develops and produces drones, and it trains drone operators for the front line. Kovalchuk says before the war, Ukraine had seven drone producers. Today, it has more than 200.
Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
U.S. House of Representatives Republican Party majority members are considering a formal vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The probe began 2 months ago without an authorization vote, but GOP leaders are now pondering one, with White House lawyers arguing the investigation lacks constitutional legitimacy. The probe has yielded no direct evidence of presidential wrongdoing.
I think our question is, impeach for what?
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the GOP move is solely to please the former twice-impeached president.
Yet another attempt to make him happy.
Donald Trump has been pushing the GOP to impeach his successor as payback. Johnson visited with Trump in Florida last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Smartphone shipments in South Africa grew 73% year-on-year in the third quarter and were up 44% from the previous 3 months as major Chinese manufacturers pushed their presence into the continent's most advanced economy, Counterpoint Research said. Although Chinese manufacturers are eyeing Middle East and Africa markets more broadly, Counterpoint said Africa and South Africa was seen as particularly attractive due to the higher income levels and better connectivity infrastructure in the country. I'm Joe Ramsey.